From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Barack Obama weighed in again today on the AIG controversy. He said the bonuses that have caused such a public uproar are only part of the problem.
Just as outrageous is the culture that these bonuses are a symptom of, that have existed for far too long. A situation where excess greed, excess compensation, excess risk-taking have all made us vulnerable and left us holding the bag.
That sentiment was echoed on Capitol Hill. That's where the current chairman and CEO of AIG, Edward Liddy, endured withering criticism from lawmakers. Liddy said he's asked employees to give some of the bonus money back. NPR's John Idstey reports.
Members of Congress seemed primed for a confrontation with Liddy as they made opening statements at the Financial Services Subcommittee hearing. Here's Ron Klein, a Democrat from Florida.
When I'm back in my district in South Florida, I talk to people who have lost their jobs, their health care, their homes, or the value of their pension and investments. And here we are sitting today, or we will be sitting before the chairman and CEO of AIG, who distributed million-dollar bonuses to those who drove the company and possibly our economy into the ground. There's a tremendous disconnect between the American people and the executive officers of AIG.
And the hearing did have its theater. Several women dressed in pink, waving signs, reading, among other things, crooks. Subcommittee Chairman Paul Kanjorski of Pennsylvania attempted to restore order.
Those of you that are in pink with the signs, are you going to surrender those signs so they can be held for you later on, or do you want to be removed from the room? Officers, take the signs. Now, if I see any more signs on camera, you're going to be physically removed from this room.
But when Liddy showed up at the witness table, he almost immediately began to defuse the situation. He said he'd heard the American people loudly and clearly in the last few days.
Accordingly, this morning I've asked the employees of AIG Financial Products to step up and do the right thing. Specifically, I've asked those who received retention payments in excess of $100,000 or more to return at least half of those payments. Some have already stepped forward and offered to give up 100% of their payments.
Liddy further calmed the waters by asserting that there were no performance bonuses paid to the employees responsible for bringing AIG down, only payments aimed at retaining employees to wind down the company.
The people who were primarily responsible for credit default swaps that brought us to our knees, they're gone. The people who were responsible for regulatory capital trades that had some exposure, they're gone. But the people who still operate a $1.6 trillion trading book of business, we aren't losing the kinds of dollars on that we've lost on credit default swaps. They are still there.
Those are the
and
ones
they're the ones that are winding that book of business down.
And they got the retention bonus.
Yes, they did.
The point of the retention payments, Liddy said, was to keep employees in place while they essentially worked themselves out of a job. Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank wanted to make sure he'd heard correctly.
So you're telling me the only bonuses that were paid recently were the retention bonuses?
Yes.
There were no other bonuses paid?
Not at AIG FP. No, I don't believe so.
But Frank said he still wanted a list of all the employees who had received bonuses. Liddy said he would provide it only if it remained confidential because of threats his employees have received.
I'm just really concerned about the safety of our people. So let me just read two things to you. All the executives and their families should be executed with piano wire around their necks. My greatest hope. If the government can't do this properly, we the people will take it in our own hands and see that justice is done. I'm looking for all the CEOs' names, kids, where they live, etc. You have a legitimate request.
Well,
I want to protect the well-being of our employees.
I understand that. Many of us get these kinds of threats. Clearly, those threats are despicable.
Frank said he would be guided by the advice of House security officials, but did not withdraw the request. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has taken much of the heat for the AIG bonus fiasco, especially from Republicans, who've argued he should have known about them. But Liddy said his point of contact with the government was the Federal Reserve, with whom he'd been discussing the bonuses for months. He said he only recently talked to Geithner about them. While that may take some of the heat off Geithner, lawmakers still seem interested in recovering the bonuses, either by taxation or through legal suits on behalf of the government. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.